Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It's a Friday. It is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So let's go ahead and get started with some of the top stories in the news right now. And then later this hour, we have your weekend movie preview. We'll talk about Avatar 2 coming out in the theater today. The 3 hour and 10 minute runtime movie about the blue people. And so we'll talk about that about 4:50. And then, of course, we have your sports hit and much more. All right, since some of the top stories going on here in the news right now, the January 6th committee panel has voted on urging the Department of Justice to prosecute Trump on at least 3 criminal charges. If you remember, the January 6th committee initially said they were not going to do any criminal recommendations. But then about a week after the election was over, and they realized that Democrats lost the majority, they were like, okay, so now we will go ahead and give some criminal recommendations. So there's at least 3 criminal charges that they plan to refer against Trump. But it's up to the Department of Justice whether they will follow that. I mean, they may go, yeah, no, thank you. Or they may follow through with it. Or they may follow through with it and nothing happens of those charges. Then 5 Louisiana officers were charged in the 2019 death of Ronald Green. We had yesterday the Dallas-Fort Worth police officer who was charged in or guilty of manslaughter in the shooting of Tatiana Jackson. So this is another situation like that. Global coal consumption actually reached an all-time high this year. What? But I thought we were going green. Well, if you remember a couple of days ago, we talked about how in the UK, their wind power isn't producing enough electricity, so they had to bring back on coal-powered plants. Well, it's not just the UK. Because of Vladimir Putin attacking Ukraine, a lot of those countries got rid of energy they were getting from Russia to punish them. But in doing so, they still needed electricity and other power and other energy. And so they brought back on their coal power. So that's why we saw that. 20 countries, when you look at the top 20 countries that produce the most coal, where does the United States stand in this one? Well, it looks like, according to the Business Research Company, the top, all right, where'd it go? Ukraine, of course, is being on the top of the list. Not a big surprise right there. Russia was the 6th most. Then you've got Australia. United States is 4th. Indonesia is 3rd. Republic of India is number 1. And the number 1 country that produces the most coal, not a surprise, the People's Republic of China. So that goes right back to what we've talked about a lot about green energy. As we've tried to create green energy and get away from fossil fuels like coal, one of the big problems is you've got places like Africa and China that are just pumping out even more. Like, they're not interested. So the United States and the UK are doing everything we can to try to have clean energy and clean the air and all this other stuff. And in the meantime, China's like, yeah, whatever. We're just going to go ahead and crank out some more of the nasty stuff. Elon Musk suspended the accounts of several journalists, and outrage. There's been backlash about this pertaining to him doing this. The reason is because he says that these journalists were publishing his coordinates of where he was located. Because remember, he banned that bot account that tracks his air flights. So he banned that bot account. He warned the guy he was going to do it. He asked him to personally please take this account down. This is before he actually owned Twitter. And so when he owned Twitter, he went, okay, look, I asked you to take the site down. You didn't take it down. I don't want anybody knowing when I'm on a flight. So he banned the flight. When he did that, journalists allegedly put out the coordinates of Elon Musk's, like where his location was, like his actual coordinates, not like his flight's leaving from here to there. So he banned them for that. Now they're saying they didn't do that. And so now you're having this big back and forth of, you know, yes, you did. No, you didn't type thing. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic in the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. We have a couple areas of slow moving traffic. First off, we have an accident at the intersection of Blue Angel and Lillian Highway, slowing things down on Blue Angel in both directions just south of the interstate. Lillian Highway moving nicely, and it does look like it's improving. But we are still seeing slowdowns in our typical areas. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as slowdowns on East Quintet Road going over Scambia River on the bridge. We have construction crews there that's closed it down to one lane. So construction crews are directing traffic, but that is slowing things down on East Quintet Road. Also, we're seeing some delays on I-10 as you're getting off of I-110 heading northbound onto I-10 westbound, seeing some congestion there on the ramp. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist, at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Some of the other top stories going on in the news here. A QAnon Capitol rioter was sentenced to 5 years in prison. He says, quote, "I can't change my past." This came about after he basically pled for mercy. Then new U.S. home listings fell to the steepest rate since the spring of 2020, according to Zillow. More than one third of Americans fear getting seriously sick from COVID-19. One third. I'm surprised, actually, it's that high. And then Brittany Griner has finally broken her silence after being freed from Russian prison, says that she dug deep to keep her faith. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. And we've got your weekend movie preview later. Next hour, we got to go over your jobs report, so stick around for that as well. Right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I don't even like that song. I don't know why I'm singing along to it. Goodness gracious. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. Oh, but by the way, Merry Christmas to you, though. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida is hosting its annual signature event, the Big Gala. It's presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. It's coming up January 14th. It's their biggest black tie event of the year. It'll be at the beautiful Hilton Pensacola Beach. This year's theme is Come Fly With Me. Ooh, no, I like that song. And it'll celebrate Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. Guests will be treated to delicious signature cocktails, a gourmet seated dinner, live entertainment, chances to win, live and silent auctions, and more. Brent Lane and Mel McCrae from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, will be the MCs. So, you know, it's going to be a good time. If you'd like to attend, there's plenty of sponsorships available. Just call Big Brothers and Big Sisters at 850-433-KIDS. That's 433-5437, or go to newsradio923.com. And once again, proceeds from the Big Gala will go to support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida's mission, which is to help create and support one-on-one mentoring relationships. So check it out on our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. I'll be covering this throughout the afternoon, starting local here. A big announcement last hour from the Escambia Sheriff's Office, Operation Blue Christmas. The Sheriff's Office Narcotics Unit, Bobby, did raids at five area homes over the last 7 days.
We have seized probably more drugs in last week than anyone can remember. Just a collection, the total collection in probably a couple of years.
And I think the most stunning revelation from Escambia Chip Simmons was the 1,600 grams of fentanyl seized, which he says is enough to kill 800,000 people. That's what those were his words. So that's all of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, probably Walton County too. So yeah, quite a big bust there. Congress has one more week to prevent a government shutdown. President Biden signed a continuing resolution to fund the government through December 23rd as negotiations continue. Saturday is Wreaths Across America Day. Volunteers will fan out at some 3,000 cemeteries across the country, placing holiday wreaths on the graves of veterans. And deadlines for mailing Christmas packages coming up real fast. Tomorrow, the deadline for regular ground service if you want delivery by Christmas Eve, and priority mail must go out by Monday, and the priority mail express deadline is the 23rd, so that's a week from today.
And actually, I saw something from the Postal... Wait, actually, it was not from the Postal Service. It was a report about the Postal Service that they're shorthanded on a lot of workers. And so some of those deadlines that you just gave, they were saying you might want to do like a day or two before that. Go ahead, Gracie.
And I mailed the package today. I went to UPS, and he said, "Does it have to be there by Christmas, or do you want to do priority or whatever?" And okay. I was like, "Well, if it doesn't get there, like I'm just gonna do the cheapest option." And he said, "Okay, like it's probably gonna get there by Tuesday, but if you're saying it doesn't matter if it doesn't have to get there till Christmas, they might like just take priority mail first and get that situated, so everyone who paid extra for it get it there. And if you did ground, that just means." Sorry, it's going to get there on the 27th.
So now we're getting to that time where they're trying to balance that stuff out and get things going. But from what I understand, because they're short-staffed, it could create a problem for them trying to get these packages out on time or mail, whatever it is that you're sending out. So that's something good to keep. Now, what were those deadline dates again?
So tomorrow is the deadline for regular ground service.
Already tomorrow, okay.
Yeah. Priority mail Monday. And Priority Mail Express the 23rd.
Okay.
So I use Priority Mail Express often. So that's supposed to be like the next day air. There's been some times where it's been 2 days. So the 23rd would, you know.
Okay. All right. I don't. This is all foreign language to me. I don't mail stuff. You're like Priority Mail. First, what did you say? First class something? You guys are using. Weird terms.
So, yeah, regular ground service is like you send off an envelope with a stamp. Okay. And you're just like...
Oh, just...
Throw it...
you just put it in your mailbox.
That's right.
Okay. Right. That's regular ground service.
Priority mail is like tracking. You get a tracking number.
Okay, get a tracking number.
And then, priority. I don't have Webster's Dictionary in front of me.
All right.
But, you know, it's slightly more important than the...
Just
snail mail.
Mail and go. Okay.
Priority Mail Express is like, hey, this has to be here tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So they do have an option to like try to get there as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Then. All right. Well, there you go. So there's some options out there for sending stuff out. So, I'm terrible at that kind of stuff. I don't even know the last time I tried to send a package. I can't even think of it.
I will say, if you're going to UPS, not Bobby, but anyone else, the line. Ridiculous. I went at a normal time, like 10 a.m.
Wait, UPS or USPS?
UPS.
UPS. Okay.
The line was ridiculous. So pack a snack or something.
So everybody else is going there except for me, is what you're saying. Okay, gotcha. I did see this yesterday. I'm sure Andrew talked about it this morning, but Pensacola did go ahead and approve that ban in the parks. They were doing the vote yesterday when we were on the air. What was that, Joe? What was the amendment? Did we find out what the amendment was that was slowing the vote down?
I don't know that it was slowing it down necessarily, but what it was that they removed the exception to like the permitting, So like there in the original. Ordinance, there was
you could get
the exceptions for special permitted events.
Oh, permitted events, yeah.
So
yeah,
they
yeah.
removed that.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so like in other words, there's some sort of festival or something going around and it's in the park, then you would be able to still smoke or vape. And now they're saying, no, you can't even do it then.
Yeah, I guess I was a little surprised. I mean, you know, there's still a second reading, but, you know, I didn't get to listen to all of it, but, you know, for it to pass 6-0 and, listening to the public forum, there wasn't really anybody who that I saw that was, you know, really that outspoken on it. Both the public and the council.
Like now, or against, you're saying?
Yeah. Like, I guess I expected a lot of people to, you know, show up and be like, oh, you know, my rights and all that. But there really wasn't.
You know, smoking has just become, it's not what it was 20 or 30 years ago, for sure. Like, it seems like most people, like, even the people I know who do smoke are like, I shouldn't smoke. Like, they know.
Right.
They're like, I even friends who smoke, and they're like, oh, I hate when somebody smokes in their car or smokes in the house. And I'm like, you smoke? And they're like, yeah, not in the house, not in the car. Like, they just, it's kind of funny. So I think there's definitely a different perspective about it. Gracie, what do we got going on traffic?
Still seeing some slow-moving traffic on I-110 and I-10 on the ramp. If you are headed northbound on I-110, getting onto I-10 heading westbound, just slow-moving traffic. This is going to continue throughout the 29 exit, and it does clear up before you get to Pine Forest. We have some slowdowns on Quintet Road as well. We have construction going over the bridge on East Quintet Road. It's down to one lane, and construction crews are directing traffic there. And then your everyday afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge. Our slowdowns on North Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be at the Lillian Highway intersection, have cleared up. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, Congressman Adam Kinzinger gave his goodbye speech in Congress, because remember, he's not running for re-election, and it was just full of a bunch of doozies. We'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
So, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, you know, he's one of the two Republicans on the January 6th committee. He was one of the ones that was calling for Trump to be impeached. He's basically lost a lot of Republican friends siding with the Democrats. And then we talked about it extensively. The Democrats in Illinois rewarded him by redistricting him out of his district. They literally cut his district out. If he wanted to run for Congress again, even in the same city that he lives in, he was going to run as a challenger, not as an incumbent. So he decided, what the heck, I'll just go ahead and step away. So he gave his farewell speech yesterday, and do we have the audio? Not yet. Is it just so close? All right, here we go. Here's what he said about wrong thing. We're getting there. I just gave her.
I know that standing up for truth would cost me my job, friendships, and even my personal security. I would, without hesitation, do it all over again.
Wait,
I can rest easy at night.
Just pause right there. We don't need to hear all the rest of it. Had I known that standing up for truth would cost me my job, friendships, and even my personal security, I would do it without hesitation, do it all over again. You lost your job because Democrats redistricted you out of your district. He lost to redistricting. He didn't lose to his principles and his morals. Oh, boy. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The 27th annual Cordova Mall Ball will be held Saturday, January 28th at Cordova Mall. It's going to be the first time it's going to be in the mall since COVID began. This is the largest Mardi Gras ball for Northwest Florida, and it's going to support the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. Tables of eight and general admission tickets are now available for purchase. Go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you. New U.S. home listings fell at the steepest rate since spring 2020, according to Zillow. The January 6th committee, or the panel, is going to vote on urging the Department of Justice to prosecute Trump on at least three criminal charges, and Elon Musk faces growing anger over a Twitter ban of journalists. Those are your top three stories. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
NCAA football is going on right now on ESPN. Right now you got Troy State out of Alabama, number 24 ranked Troy State, beating number 25, Texas San Antonio, 15-12. Then coming up tonight on ESPN2, you got UIW playing NDSU, North Dakota State University. That'll be at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight, beginning at 6:30 with Golden State Warriors against Philadelphia 76ers. And then at 9 o'clock, they got the Denver Nuggets against the Lakers. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+. They call it a hockey night on ESPN tonight, actually. And so trying to look here, you only got three games. Chicago Blackhawks are playing Minnesota. You got St. Louis playing Calgary, and the Islanders are playing Arizona. NCAA men's basketball, as far as ranked games go that are televised, none of them. There's some games on FS1, but they're not televised. They're like not ranked games. Then you've got in your sports news, Russell Wilson of the Broncos is not going to be able to play against the Cardinals. He's out with a concussion. Kings head coach Mike Brown, Sacramento Kings, has been fined $25,000 after an ejection in their comeback win against the Raptors. The Mavs 2020 draft pick has retired, citing anxiety as the reason. And Steph Curry is happy to avoid surgery on his shoulder. And finally, Brittany Griner released her first statement since returning to Russia. She still plans to play this season. Yes, I did forget. Thanks for the text. The Ice Flyers are playing tonight. I'm not quite sure who they're playing, but is it at 7? I think 7:05 is when the Ice Flyers play. So go Flyers. Then let's go ahead and get your CBS Sports Minute. We come back here with Traffic on the Fives.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. It was on display Thursday night, another roughing the passer call that was questionable at best, and that's being kind. Keeping quarterbacks healthy is one thing, but these calls are just gifts to the offense. Kudos to defensive players for making the adjustments they have, but face it, pass rushers can't just follow the rule book now. They're at the mercy of it. I'm Maggie Gray.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs, but the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more, and you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
At the Home Depot, we have the tools to make gift-giving magic for all the DIYers on your list. If they prefer working on real homes over gingerbread houses, you can't go wrong with Makita Power Tools, like the 18-volt 2 tool kit for only $249, or the 18-volt compact circular saw for only $139. Get everything you need to get it done with new lower prices on Makita Power Tools only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Oh, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's your CBS Sports Minute. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We're still seeing slow-moving traffic on I-10 heading westbound. This is going to be right around the 29 exit as you're moving towards Pine Forest. Also have delays on East Quintet Road. This is going to be on the bridge. There's some construction going on in Cruz. Are directing traffic because there's only one lane open. That's over Escambia River. We also have just our typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So we keep talking about the end of Title 42. This is where police officers and other immigration officials can expedite basically deporting people. And even Gavin Newsom yesterday from California even came out and basically blasted Biden and was like, why are you getting rid of Title 42? We're already being overwhelmed as a border state. He said the state of California is on the verge of breaking because of all the illegal migrants coming in. And so now a new report comes out that thousands of migrants are just lined up at the border waiting for Title 42 to end at the end of the month. They're just waiting for it to expire. This is in El Paso. Nearly 2,000 migrants are just waiting to be let in the Border Patrol gates here at El Paso. Many are preparing for the cold night ahead. It's going to get in the low 30s, and they're just waiting for Title 42 to expire, and then they'll come in, and then it's going to take forever to deport them. So they'll, come into the country, they'll stay with relative, and then they'll just disappear, just quietly disappear into the background. By the way, for those that are legally coming here and wanting citizenship, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services under President Biden has announced new changes to the naturalization test. The citizenship test. They're reducing the difficulty of the English-speaking section and editing the civics section to make the test easier for citizenship applicants as well. So, yeah, just make the test easier to become. Now, Grant, admittedly, though, have you seen these tests? I've seen these citizenship tests, and I don't know if a lot of members of Congress would be able to pass them.
I was about to say, isn't it like kind of hard for an American to
pass? It's pretty hard for an American to pass, yeah. For the average American, there's a lot of stuff here they wouldn't know the answers to. So I'm not saying that's good. I think it's good that our migrants, our immigrants, know the history and know our civics and things like that. It's just unfortunately that they know more than people who are born and raised here. Is what it's come down to. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. I've always said, I think before a member of Congress can get sworn in office, they need to pass the citizenship test. Like, before you take your oath of office to uphold the Constitution, let's take a test to make sure you know the Constitution. All right, coming up here next, we got our weekend movie preview next on News Radio 92.3.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. Now, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Merry Christmas to you. And we got our weekend movie preview coming up here in a minute, but first let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Well, Bobby, Brittany Griner says she'll advocate for the release of ex-Marine Paul Whelan. In a social media post, Griner thanked the Biden administration for bringing her home and said she intends to play basketball for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury this upcoming season. Up to 2 feet of snow expected to fall off Lake Erie. The National Weather Service in Buffalo says even more snow could fall off Lake Ontario around Watertown, New York. Of course, we have the Bills hosting the Miami Dolphins Saturday night. So around 3 to 7 inches of snow expected on Saturday. So that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Virginia After School Satan Club on hold for now. This after board members didn't vote on its approval after listening to some boisterous public input about the Satan application from the B.M. Williams Primary School in Chesapeake. And Barbie fans getting their first look at a new film featuring the iconic doll. The first trailer for the film starring Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as Ken out now. The movie will reportedly follow Barbie and Ken as they get stuck in the real world and she discovers the challenges of being a live woman.
Have you seen the trailer?
I have not.
Me neither. Gracie?
Grayson, come on, please.
I have it. I've seen like when they were filming it.
Yeah.
Like, I saw some pictures.
Yeah, I saw like he looks like as Ken and I saw what she looks like as Barbie, but I saw the trailer came out and I was like, probably not one I'm gonna watch.
I'm actually interested if only because of Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Well, that's true.
Because
yeah,
they did get
big names.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite movies is The Big Short. They're both in that, and they were awesome in that.
Yeah, that's a good movie, and I do have a 12-year-old daughter, so
yeah,
who's just getting out of the Barbie phase, like within the last year, so I probably will still end up seeing it at some point here, so no matter what. But yeah, speaking of movies, then that gets us right into our weekend movie preview.
Now
it's time for
our weekend movie
preview.
All right, weekend movie preview here. Of course, everything is about Avatar 2. And so that's out in the theaters now. And here's the synopsis, in case you're interested. Jake Sully lives with his newfound family, formed on the extrasolar moon Pandora. Once a familiar threat returns to finish what was previously started, Jake must work with Neytiri and the army of the Na'vi to protect their home. So basically the earthlings have returned to you know, mine the resources of this planet. And so we knew it was kind of left open like that with the first one. Like, this is probably not over. They're going to come back. They're not going to stop. It just took, you know, 20, 30 years in the making for it to come back. But so that's another thing. And we've talked about this before. It's visually stunning from all accounts. It's visually stunning. It's been made for the big screen. It's been made for IMAX. It's been made for 3D. And so that's like how you're supposed to watch it. It's supposed to be a visually stunning event. But from a lot of the reviews I'm reading, they're like, it's boring. They're like, it's too long. It's too much of the same story of last time. They're like, it's not enough difference from, and I was like, oh, all right. Now, that being said, I did look up. So it's made for IMAX. It's made for 3D. So is it available in IMAX 3D here in town? Yes, it is. For example, the Bayou, AMC Bayou, IMAX 3D. They already had a few showings today. The 8:30 showing is sold out, so, duh. So you have to wait till tomorrow? No, kind of. You can go watch the 12:45 a.m. showing if you would like. Let me remind you that this runtime of this movie is 3 hours and 10 minutes. And then you've got, what, 15 minutes of previews? It used to be 10 minutes of previews. Now it's like 15 minutes of trailer. Do you think they still, if everybody's seen it, do they still have the same amount of trailers in this? Is it still 10, 15 minutes of trailers? I mean, you're getting out at 4+ in the morning. You go see this at the Bayou. Who wants to go with me? I would do it, but I'm telling you, man, I'll be asleep like 30 minutes into it. I don't care how good the movie is. That's late.
And they're already saying it's kind of a snoozer.
And they're saying it's boring.
Snoozer.
Yeah. So it's already kind of boring. Get to watch a 3 hour and 10 minute movie at 12:45 in the morning. But it's IMAX 3D. That's the best of the best experiences right there. So, yeah, that's a lot right there. Here's someone says, that's why they didn't make Dances with the Wolves Part 2. They didn't want to be boring like Avatar 2. That's funny because a lot of people say Avatar is a lot like Dances with Wolves. It's a lot like Disney's Pocahontas as well. Very similar storyline. And everything. So, all right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We are checking in clear on I-110. On I-10, we're still seeing a little bit of busyness. This is going to be right near the 29 exit as you're moving towards Pine Forest. It clears up before you get to Pine Forest, so just a patch of slow traffic. On East Quintent Road, we have construction going on that has caused only one lane open up. Construction crews are directing traffic over the Escambia River. Again, that's on East Quintent Road. We are seeing our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. Heading eastbound, only one lane is open and causing delays. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, no delays. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, if you don't want to go tackle a 3 hour and 10 minute movie this weekend, you got some options on DVD or digital download. You got that horror movie called Smile. You've got The Woman King, the action movie. Ticket to Paradise, the romantic comedy with Julia Roberts and, I just went blank on his name. It's a romantic comedy movie. And then you got Lyle Crocodile. The musical digital animation slash, you know, it's live action as well in there. So those are all available on DVD and digital download. Also on Disney Plus this week, the new TV series of National Treasure National Treasure Edge of History. They had a two episode premiere. So that looks pretty good too. In movie news, real quick, Jason Momoa, the actor who plays Aquaman, is being pulled from Aquaman. After the next one, he's doing Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Comes out next December. And after that, he's going to be done with Aquaman. Now, he's still going to stay in the DC Universe. They're changing his character. He's going to instead play the anti-hero Lobo. Wait, what? He's going to be Aquaman and a villain? Yes. What in the? I don't know what DC's doing. And apparently, they just announced that Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, said this is going to be his last Superman, too. He's done with that, too. Dang, he's like the best Superman. He's been like the best Superman. It's crazy. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio. Avatar IMAX ticket prices, $20. Yeah, I think it is like $20. I didn't look that part up, but that would be my guess. Is IMAX and 3D probably like $20 for a ticket? That's an experience, right? All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
I just looked it up. $19.34. $19.34, that's what you get. All right, so today's sign of the apocalypse. A young lady went and got a nose job done in New Jersey. She's 24 years old. 24 years old, go getting a nose job. That's fine. People get nose jobs at all kinds of different ages. That's not the sign of the apocalypse. But she was, I guess while she was doing her nose, she got a nose job because she couldn't breathe very well. When the surgeon went in there to do the surgery, they pulled out a cocaine rock out of her nose. Oh, okay. So, but apparently, I guess when he pulled it out of her nose, she still needed the nose job anyway because it did so much damage.